request deviate from some object. Request heading 240.
Spinner 1628 heavy. Deviation is approved as necessary for traffic.
Quite a bit. Make a formation. Formation.
In his official FAA report, Captain Terauchi says, quote, we had to get away from that object.
Spinner 1628, sir, do you still have the traffic?
Disappeared, Spinner 1628.
Spinner 1628, I understand you do not see the traffic any longer?
Okay.
Moments later, an urgent message comes in from Elmendorf Air Force Base. The unidentified object now appears on their radar.
Yeah, that's 1-2 again. We have confirmed there is a flight size of 2 around your 1550 squawk. One primary return only.
Okay, where is he following him?
It looks like he is, yes.
Okay, stand by.
The phrase flight size of 2 indicates that JAL 1628 has uninvited guests with possible hostile intentions.
Spinner 1628 heavy. Military radar advises they are picking up an intermittent primary target behind you, in trail, I say again.
Immediately after this confirmation, the FAA requests that the Air Force scramble jets.
Do you have anybody to scramble up there, or do you want to do that?
Oh, we're going to talk to your liaison officer about that.
It's starting to concern that Japan Airlines, taking the 360 now, and still falls.
Okay, we'll call the military desk on this.
Although the military desk took no action, JAL 1628 was able to land safely at Anchorage at 6:20 p.m. Extensive media coverage from around the world helped make this incident one of the most widely reported UFO cases in history. While the JAL case continues to inspire debate about the nature and intent of the objects that tracked the 747, to this day, the case remains a mystery.
The Japan Airlines 747 had a saucer go around it. The papers mysteriously disappeared from the FAA office.